We have someone here, I always embarrass people, I do. Someone among us today is his or her birthday. Ah, yes. Nice. Which is attached to the service too. Don't worry, I will tell you why in a minute. But this is what that told me. This is why I have to. No, but this is the thing we need to do. Okay, it's the Holy Spirit. Graham said something amazing about the gift of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. Is that correct? Right. Shall we pray this over Abby? Right, this is what I felt the Lord is saying to Abby this morning for her birthday, because it's no coincidence, it's a Pentecost too. This what I felt is the Spirit of knowledge and wisdom be upon you. Amen to that? I'm not hearing amen. Right? There we go. And an understanding of what you are going to write in the future. And discernment and seeing things you didn't see before in your writing, editing your work, and you will make a difference. Amen to that? Okay? Right. This is what I feel the Holy Spirit is saying, that in order to translate wisdom and knowledge, it has to be translated in every aspect of my life. In my work, in my normal everyday, with my kids, with my family, friends, is everywhere. And this is why we are really praying. Knowledge, wisdom, insight, discernment over you for this coming year and this coming new season. Amen to that? Okay, right. What the difference the Holy Spirit and the Pentecost bring to us? Okay, shall we do this number one? Number one is, it transferred the whole idea from visitation to dwelling. Old Testament, visitation. He visited people. He come upon them for a particular reason. David. Samuel went, show me your 7 kids because the Lord is going to anoint one. And this is the one. He lay his hand on him and the Holy Spirit come upon him for a particular task, for a particular purpose. You'll see this across the judges. You'll see this across a lot of people in the Old Testament. Come for a particular task, a visitation for a particular job. Pentecost, what is happening? The good news is he is dwelling in you. He's not visiting and going. He is dwelling. He is staying. He abides in you. No longer visitation. Is a dwelling. That's why Pentecost. Second one. Why Pentecost? From individuals to multitude. He chose one. Among those 7, I want David. Among all these guys, I need Isaiah. Among all this, I need Elijah. Among all these guys, I need this prophet to stand up. Gideon, I need to do... Pick up one. The book of Acts said, in the day of the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, what happened? He dwelt in Peter only. No, yeah? Everybody. And what happened? It had been appearing again. And Paul meets some other disciple. Did you hear about the Holy Spirit? No. Receive it. Pew, everybody. Get it. Peter, visit Cornelius. What happened? A good meeting. Lovely. Having a good, nice food and explaining what's going on. Gentiles have nothing to do with Jesus. And off we go. The Holy Spirit decide to come. He work with multitude. When he dwell in all of us. He doesn't choose someone and leave other. When he dwell on all of us. Make sense? Right, third one. We can go forever, but I will take three only. The church born. From a chosen people of Israel, God's people, which is a good thing, nothing wrong with that, but to become his own body, you become his bride, the church. A total different transformation. I'm happy to talk about the church, but my Jenny is my wife, it's mine. I love everybody in the church, but she is mine. You understand that bit? The people of Israel, but his church, it is his body, his mind, it is his friends, but the church, it is his. The question is, not going to embarrass Abby, how old are you? But I'm going to ask you the question, how old are you? It's not 54. It's 1,991 years old. This is your age. Your mass. 33 Jesus lived. Pentecost. Take 33 minus 2 to 2024 is 1,991 years old. This is your age. Welcome. You're an ancient day. Yes? What that mean? I have some good news for you. The gate of hell will never prevail against you. You're still solid in the rock, Jesus. Therefore, when I ask you how old are you, it's 1,991 years old. Why? Because it says who you are in Christ Jesus. That the gate of hell, whatever happened, whatever comes up, whatever the world throw to you as a church, you are still solid in the rock, Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is in you. Why? Because when you're born, on the day of the Pentecost, this is what the status the Holy Spirit done to you. You got me, yeah? Right. Who is this Holy Spirit? Graham covered it. But shout them out. Let's talk about John. He describes the Holy Spirit. Can you remember any? What the Holy Spirit is? Who is the Holy Spirit? Huh? Come on. Just give me some names. Comforter. Yes?
Loving.
Okay. Counselor. Shout them. Helper. Peacemaker. Sorry again. Okay. Spirit of Truth. Yes? God,
sustainer,
love. All that is good, yes? John 14 explained clearly what Jesus himself said about the Holy Spirit, which is what you said. But what, something really important he said. He is a reminder. He will remind you with everything I said. He will teach you everything I said. He will not leave you alone. He will not leave you confused. He's not going to leave you to shop around which one is the right thing. It's not confused.com. That's not a biblical thing. But he will guide and lead and show you, because he will remind you of who God is. One last thing, because I know the time going. This is why I found it amazing. He will take what from Jesus and declare it to us. Explain a little bit. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, yes? He will take that and interpret that in us. Therefore, you become the way, the truth, the life. He is the healer. You are the healer. Why? Because you have the Spirit dwelling in you. He is the doorway to the Father. You are the doorway to the Father. You get it? Name who Jesus is. He will take what in Jesus, put it in you and telling you, and you become Jesus, because we will be like him. To reveal who Jesus is. Right? I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Therefore, my glory will be in them. This is John 17. Therefore, his glory, he will be in us. Because the work of the Holy Spirit to glorify the Son, Jesus, in us and through us. That making sense? Therefore, by him dwelling in you, you are glorifying Jesus and revealing Jesus to the others. And this is what Romans 8 is talking about. That the world around us waiting for the revelation of the Son of God. Who are they? Us. To manifest his glory. To reflect his glory. Therefore, this complex relationship, which you are part of it, I am in the Father in me, the Holy Spirit is coming to glorify me and reflect me, and the same power of the raised Jesus from the dead, he is living in you, all this complex piece of work, and you are part of it. Therefore, without him, we are because he teaches you everything. It's not my Bible. It's not. Is that isn't my Bible? Maybe only. He teaches you everything. And he will tell you everything. Why? Because you will be glorified with him, in him, through the Holy Spirit. We talk about that parable of Jesus, about the prodigal son. Always our heart desire like the old son. You didn't even giving me a little lamb to celebrate with my friends. This is all what you are focusing on. That little lamb he will give you. But Jesus said, until now, you didn't even ask anything. Seek you will be given. Until now, our little eyes are close to the desire of that little lamb. But he has more than that. He wants to be glorified in you. He wants to be glorified through your life for who you are and who you are. It's more. Until now, he didn't ask anything. Seek. Ask. Be filled with the Spirit. Seek him on a daily basis. Ask him, I want to be filled by the Spirit. That it was the book of Acts. And every day, what happened? They break the bread, be filled with the Spirit, and testify who Jesus is. It is a normal exercise of the early church. Be filled daily with the presence of God, with the Holy Spirit, to do his job. It's a daily exercise. Get your eyes out of, I just need that little thing. And focus on what you have for me today. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Turn your eyes in the fulfillment of his promises. I cannot press how important it is to seek the Holy Spirit and be filled by him more than what Jesus said. It's better for me to go and send you the Holy Spirit. If Jesus say it, how much else, how much you want to know how important it is? It's better for me to go because I'm sending you the Holy Spirit. It's better for me to go because he will glorify me through you. I was looking to the list of the fruit of the Spirit, and I found the self-control bit very interesting. And I said, if you are the Holy Spirit, what does it mean self-control for you? Because he will not give something he doesn't have. I found it very fascinating. In John, either 14 or 15, he will not say anything except it's what he hears from the Father. Self-control. He's not going to add or take away or adjust it. He will say exactly what he hears from the Father to you. Self-control. When he asks for you for self-control, because he knows how to do self-control. When he gifted you with self-control, he knows how to do it. When he gifted you with peace, joy, and so on, and kindness, and so on, and so on, and so on, he knows how to do it. Therefore, he gave that to you because this is who he is. And that reflecting Jesus and reflecting the Father. Therefore, abide in him. Let him dwell in you. Amen to that? Right. Shall we pray for one another this time until our guys come from next door? Just turn to the person around beside you and just pray for a fresh fill Holy Spirit on them. Shall we do that? How easy is this one? Very easy, yes? Yes? Just pray over the person that he will be filled fresh from the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you send the Holy Spirit to lead, teach, help, comfort, to open our eyes who you are. And Father, we just pray that prayer that Jesus said, that we are able to remain and abide in you. To know that you're, to know how to go into your dwelling place. To know that we are, according to Psalm 91, who can dwell in the shadow of the Most High. Father, we just pray that our heart and our mind and our spirit to be dwell every single day in your presence. Holy Spirit, come and fill us every single day. Lead us, speak to us. Glorify the Father and the Son through our life with others out there. In our work, in our mission field, in our workplace with our neighbor. Fill us, Lord, fresh every day. Fill us fresh every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.